With record turnout and early voting through the first week, plus, Governor Charlie Crist today signed an executive order extending the hours at early voting sites throughout the state beginning tonight. Sterling Ivey is a spokesman for Governor Crist.
The executive order Governor Crist signed today extends early voting to 12 hours beginning today on Tuesday, and will run 12 hours until Friday each day, and then a total of 12 hours on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, before Election Day.
Sterling, did the governor basically get approval from his legal people there in the office? Because I know earlier today the AP listed a story saying the governor wanted to do this, but he felt he, under state law, he could not do this.
He did. We've been reviewing the precedents and legal opinions and legal precedents most of the day, and there have been occasions in the past, specifically back in 2002, when early voting was, or election day polls were extended because the state was implementing new voting machines, and the governor feels confident that, you know, this is the right thing to do, to expand early voting hours, to allow individuals who want to cast a vote in this historic election to have that opportunity to do so.
The announcement was an about-face by Governor Crist, who said this just hours earlier on Tuesday.
It's open for 8 hours per day and 8 hours for the weekend. And that's what's happening in the counties throughout the state. And I think that it's been the most open opportunity for people to vote early that we've ever had.
Last week, the entire Florida congressional delegation wrote to Crist requesting that he extend early voting hours. That letter came after reports of voters waiting as long as 4 hours in line waiting for the chance to early vote. Nearly 2 million people in Florida have already cast ballots ahead of the November 4th election, amounting to 20% of the total eligible voter pool. More than half have been registered Democrats. Some Democrats, like outgoing House Minority Leader Dan Gelber, have criticized state Republicans for passing a law which limited the amount of hours that early voting could be made accessible prior to the general election. Governor Crist said today he consulted with Gelber before making his announcement. WMNF asked Gelber what took place in that conversation.
I talked to Governor Crist this morning, and we talked about the circumstances around the state, and especially in South Florida, where I'm from, but in many places where people are worrying about their ability to exercise their franchise and vote, and the long lines that are unfortunately becoming commonplace in some areas. In my own county, 4 hours are not uncommon in some of the early voting sites.
Governor Crist really seemed like he wanted to make this thing happen. He spoke earlier today and said he wanted to do something about it, but he felt that state law forbade him from doing so. You, of course, mentioned last week about this law, I guess it was in 2005, passed by the Republican-led legislature, that prevented or only allowed for so many hours of early voting, which, of course, is what the law is or was, and precluded supervisors of elections who perhaps maybe in some cases wanted to extend those hours. They could not do it. Governor Crist said as early as this morning he could not do it, but somehow he found a way later today to go ahead and extend these hours.
Well, I think if you look at the executive orders of the governor, certain circumstances allow him to essentially bypass the statutory authority if there are circumstances warranting it. That's also a law, giving him those executive orders. And in fact, in 2002, Governor Bush, because at that time we were implementing wholesale changes to the election code, actually at that time extended hours in a regular day vote, I think in a primary, actually. And I think if you look at that as precedent, clearly as the circumstances have fomented in Florida, we are getting more and more problems as we get closer to Election Day because of the lines in early voting, not less. So I think the governor was right on in essentially adopting a view similar to Governor Bush's in 02, that the changes in the election code, which we just did in this last legislative session, have created problems for voting and the orderly voting. And that allows him, if he makes that finding, to use an executive order to allow more voting.
Dan Gelber, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on the fact that we have had extraordinary turnout in the first week plus of early voting here in Florida, certainly much more than we've had in previous elections. Voting will end a week from tonight, 7 p.m.
obviously takes some of the pressure off of Election Day by so many people. We have estimates of maybe a quarter of the entire voter registration population in the state will have voted by Tuesday. But nevertheless, that means three quarters will be voting on one day. What are your thoughts about Election Day next Tuesday?
Well, that's what the governor and I talked about this morning, and just the prospect of what will happen on Election Day if we don't get enough voters to the polls during the early voting period. And it was really that prospect which I think was most concerning, because if we have an unprecedented turnout and we're not able to sort of process those voters, then we'll end up with people not voting or obscenely long lines at the end of the day, which is terrible. So I think he was very smart in doing this, because it'll give us a chance to not have those problems, or at least diminish the chance of those problems on Election Day. So I think it was the right thing for the governor to do. I think it was a very bipartisan thing to do, in a sense that he's not thinking about whether they're Democrats or Republicans. They're just Floridians who shouldn't have to wait 4 hours to exercise their franchise.